College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jam you up. You knew you pronounced it wrong.
They have not had. I've looked it up because I'm like, sometimes, listen, I like country music a lot, and old school country, new school country. Every type of country is my thing, right? Yeah. And I also dabble in a pop, and I got some hip hop in me as well. But the point is,
that's what people say about JP. He's got some hip hop in him. I've said that about you for a while now.
I get it if there's like an early 80s band and you're like, geez, Jonathan, what a miss that was by you. I looked up Optimus Primus in between the break. They haven't had a number one hit on the top 100 Billboard ever.
So that's
the best
your
they've
only?
Ever had. The best they've ever had is number 19 on the top 100 Billboard, and you acted like I was mispronouncing Kiss or something insane.
I just thought it's Primus. I mean, I even tried.
No.
You know what? This is you.
Unbelievable jam
up. This is vintage you.
They're not even a fine band that they're coming here. But unbelievable.
Off air, I was like, if I didn't know their music, I might even, which is a lie. I look at it, Prime Us. It's right there. And you said Primus.
Well, Prius is a thing, you know? Prius is a thing. It exists. So we went for
the
Primus is what is how we got there. And until they get a top 100 hit, which will be never, that's how they're going to stay. Rest of the week, they're now Primus.
Whoa, what?
What about the other band?
Well, we'll work on them. I didn't look up their bona fides.
That's the one.
I didn't look up their bona fides.
That truly wrecked me. That was
me staying within the FCC guidelines is what that was, at least trying.
That's someone in promotions trying to get you fired.
Yeah. Well, and also the pronunciation guy that did me no favors, by the way. Yeah. That's another part of that.
It's a tough one.
All right, so that's how that happened. How's Vanessa jamming you up?
So I've already given her our anniversary present, and I've already given her her card. And so I just like, I mean this truly, I'm so happy right now. We have a beautiful home. Our marriage in such a great spot. Our girls are in such a great spot. Like life is truly as good as it's been ever for me.
That's beautiful to hear.
So there's just not anything that I can afford that I don't, that I want. There's just like, there's not, and so, but she feels bad, so she desperately wants to get me a gift, and just every hour it's like, what do you want? What do you want? And now you gave me the thing of like, I love to wear hats.
Yeah.
And especially Guardians hats, so I sent her one. It only has her wanting more. She wants more ideas so she can buy me more things, which is loving. I love that she wants that.
Yeah.
I just don't want it.
Okay, I want to do this on behalf of gentlemen out there, okay? For us guys for a second, because I feel like Elise, she sometimes falls in the same category too, where she'll wait till day of and then be like, so wait, what did you want? Like what, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, meanwhile, I spent a lot of time thinking about the gift, and then I went out and I bought the gift, and I did everything.
We are flying close to the sun here.
You do that
When's
too,
your
though.
Anniversary?
You already got it. We got time on that one. We got a few months. But you got Vanessa a gift, did you not?
I did.
You did,
yeah.
Right?
Why about it for months in advance?
But why is it in most relationships, if you roll reversed here and the wife had gotten the gift and had thought about it in advance and been doing all that stuff, it would have been like, okay. But then if the guy was like, hey, day of, hey, what would you like? I think we'd be sleeping on the couch.
One, it has been me before.
What's going on with this trend here? What's developing here?
Well, I will say
guys
just
more thoughtful than women.
216-474. 00. Oh, I was hoping we could do the whole number. 0092.
I bailed on it.
But no, I think in my case, I do think that I'm exceptionally hard to buy for, because very rarely do I ever actually want. I live by the motto, if I wanted something, I'd go buy it.
That's how I live too. And that's why we've gotten to the point with Elise where I'm just like, please don't buy me anything. I don't want anything. I'll buy things on my own. I didn't get a birthday present, didn't get a Christmas present. Like, we finally got to a spot where she's like, I'm listening to you. I'm not going to just get you something random, which
now
is great.
Gotta, now you got to turn it back around and be like, you didn't give me anything this year?
No, I can't do that. Not after the years it took for me to get off this.
Oh, come on now.
It took me a long time.
It'd be a hell of a setup.
It took me a long time of then being asked on the day of, so what is it that you'd like? And then her ordering something in front of me and be like, that's not a gift.
I actually do feel bad because I know she just wants to do something nice. And in fairness, the reason why it happened today is it's because for like 3 months I've been like, there's just nothing I want. But I got a hat at least. I gave her that.
There we go. What kind of hat you get?
Guardians hat.
Baseball. One of the ones they wear, during the games, or a surprise one.
Guardian logo.
Yeah, you do love that sexy Guardian logo.
It's the robes over the shoulder, giving them the old come hither with the vacant eyes.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that band that Jonathan won't pronounce again. Jim in Strongsville, welcome to the show, buddy.
No, we won't.
This is so classic, Peterlin. Mm. I'm sorry that you haven't heard of a band that was extremely popular in the mid 80s to early 90s. I'm sorry, I forgot. Anything that didn't happen in John Boy's like timeline of life.
They never had a number one hit, Jim. It's going to fall through the cracks when their best hit is number 19 on the top 100 charts.
First off, I guess if you're like one of those people like you are I just listened to the top 100, easy Pop-Tart. That's not what we're talking about here.
Pop-Tart.
Why don't you try getting some cult stuff? I mean, dude, what's with this? Primus is awesome. I mean, that's like saying you don't like Primus. What, you don't like Metallica either? I mean, you want to hate on everything that was before you. Dude, there was good music before you were born. Good music, Jonathan. Not everything good happened after you entered this plane of reality. So, you know what? You act like a crusty young kid. It makes me so angry. I swear, that Primus comment drives me nuts. Primus is like my wheelhouse, man. They're my jam. I'm just so unhappy with you. And this is what it is with you. Anything that you didn't see with your own two eyes, you're like, no, I'm sorry. There's different things between TikTok and Instagram, Jonathan. Get in the real world and start experiencing life. Live life instead of looking at your phone all day.
Jim, I'm not mad at you here. I'm not. I'm mad at Nick here because Nick's like, I got jammed up by my wife. And then you jammed me up about bands. And then it's like, well, wait, Josh and Lakewood has been on hold for 3 hours. Confirm that, Mac. Has Josh and Lakewood been on hold for 3 hours?
Yes, he has.
He's been on since 2:15.
9 minutes and 26
seconds. You know it resets every single hour. He's been on since 2:15. Meanwhile, Jim calls in 30 seconds later, the headline, Classic Peterlin.
I just wanted to talk about what we were talking about.
He's a classic Peterlin hater, always has been, and Nick's like, well, we got to go to him. Let's go to him right away. And I get jammed up for Optimus Primus.
Ness married down. So yeah. you both got a prime example.
We agree.
Yeah, you make her feel so good about herself. You're almost like a little science project. You're like a little science project.
I'm like
a big science project,
Jim.
That's right. Even out the hate, Jim. Even out the hate.
I'm a real man.
You're like a charity.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
No. Yeah, see? Works. Yeah. I love you both.
Thank you, buddy.
Love you too, Jim.
A woman that looks like that should not be with a man that looks like me. We agree. Yeah. See? That's how you take it.
I was an emotional boy. I'm still an emotional boy. We'll be emotional going forward.
I think that might be the most irate you've made him.
I just like that I pointed out how mean he was to me, so then he went to you.
Oh, so this is like...
That was a classic Jim. That was classic Jim. If you point out how mean he's being, then he'll go ahead and pivot to the other person that I'm with.
Teamwork makes a dream.
He always starts with the hate towards me, and that's fine. I've accepted that.
No, good teammate of you, making sure
you're the one that went to him right away.
Well, I mean, he wanted
you
to talk
know Jim's
about,
games.
He wanted to talk. See,
if you don't know Jim's games at this point, that's on you. He's been calling the station since it started.
Anthony Alant is a problematic individual. He puts here Ken Carmen from the morning show?
Question mark?
Calling about Primus.
This might be the Ken Carmen from Fox 8. I don't know.
He also didn't spell Ken's last name.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
That's a good point out there. By our research assistant, Mac Robinson, the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Dodge Ram Hotline. It's Ken Carmen. What's up, bud?
Jonathan.
Ken.
You don't like Primus?
Never heard of him. It's not that I don't like him. God. Never heard of him.
Jesus.
They were formed in 1984. They had their fourth album by 1995. I was born in 1989, and they never had a top 100 number one hit on the top 100 Billboard. How am I going to hear?
Well, yeah, they're Primus, and Primus sucks, but they're never going
to
have a number one.
What's the defense for a band that sucks? Then,
no. When you get to know Primus, you will understand that Primus sucks. But you have to know Primus to be able to say that Primus sucks.
I don't know Primus.
He's like Ken Confucius.
I don't know Primus.
Start off with Winota's Big Brown, and I'm not going to finish the rest of it because I don't want to get dumped because I know we're sensitive over there on the board. Okay, start with that. You will know that tune. You will know that off the top.
Okay.
Not Jerry was a race car driver?
Video.
I was always my name is Mud guy, Ken. I don't know about you.
My name is Mud is very good. And then just get into it, man. Just explore. Hey.
Why? You say they suck. Hey.
No, then you'll understand why Primus sucks. You can't say Primus sucks unless you know Primus.
Ken, I don't think I need to understand it. If the outcome is that it sucks, I don't need to understand why it sucks. I get it just sucks.
This. Just tweet out, what does everybody think of the band Primus? And take a look at your reactions.
Huh.
Okay?
I should do another tweet. How many people know Primus? And then I'm going to watch the majority not know who they are.
I think more people know about Primus than you think.
I think a lot more people know about Primus than he thinks. A lot more people. I mean, Nick knows music. Nick, come on.
Nick, that's part of the problem is Nick knows music very well. And so it's like, he's like, of course you know Primus. That'd be like, I don't know, saying someone doesn't know Brett Saberhagen. It's like, yeah, okay. Like, like people are going to know who that is if you're a big baseball guy.
People have said that for a long time. Saberhagen and Primus are the same guy, basically.
Saberhagen was in the movie The Scout. If they don't, they don't know good movies if they don't know that.
That's a hell of a drop. Anthony or Mac has even seen The Scout.
Oh, come on, Steve Nebraska, Anthony Mac, come on, boy.
By the way, that was a slippery wizard tactic there, Ken. You were going at him, and he shifted the blame to the youngers on the station. That was an act of cowardice.
Well, yeah, they have an excuse. They're in their 20s. I mean, Jonathan is a father.
That's right.
30s.
You are.
That's right. Do you know how old I am, Ken?
Man, you didn't. Hey, did you do drugs in high school?
Was I cool, Ken?
No, I asked if you did drugs in high school.
You take that whatever way you want to, Ken. No, I drank in high school. I didn't do drugs in high school.
What are we considering
a
drug
here?
Primus.
My son's sitting here right with me. X will say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I don't care what I say.
Hi, Axel.
I don't care.
Hey, you Axel, your dad's going to make you listen to your dad's going to make you listen to bad music to understand bad music right now.
Son, we're about after the show. See, I'm not allowed to say I'm going to listen to something else other than The Fan. See, that's the problem.
Hey,
the
song "Too Many Puppies" isn't about that 6-inch dog that you have. That is like the tiniest thing I've ever seen.
She's the best.
You still talking
she's
about
my little
dog?
Baby?
Big man, small dog. It makes me laugh every time.
Good Beautiful. Lord, you can. Beautiful. You are a monster today.
What?
Ken, thank
it's
you very
really
much.
Funny visual for
Enjoy
me.
Your thank time you. Out and about, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Ken.
Good God Lord. Bless you both. Goodbye.
Thank God bless you.
You're just lashing out. Ken Carmen on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
And I even tried to, like, I tried to sympathize with you off air about the Primus thing. And then you come back, you jam me up about it, and then you got everybody all upset here. Chris from the road. Dynamite labeling there. Anthony Aland.
He's not wrong. I guess he's on the road.
Chris, can you inform JP about Primus just as we put a bow on this one?
I sure can. They sing the theme song for South Park. So if nothing more, that should be a fact you tuck into your little pocket to keep for a rainy day.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you very much.
That's probably the most money they made was probably from that then.
Guarantee.
Like by a lot.
Yeah, and you should know. I mean, that really is. Actually, that's a great point by Chris. You actually should know it, if nothing for else, from South Park.
Yeah, I mean, I know the song. I know the theme song to South Park. So I guess I know one of their songs.
Yeah. So do they suck?
Well, I mean, Ken told me they suck.
Well, no.
Isn't that the end? Isn't that the intent and the outcome?
I believe we're in the era of critical thinking. So you've heard the open to South Park. Does Primus suck?
That wasn't open. That was a very tiny little bit of it. I like the theme song to The Office, too. It doesn't mean that it's a great song.
You are defensive. You've become a monster in this segment.
It's truth.
I mean, you lashed out at Ken. You lashed out. You
No. This is what he does. You see, now he's trying to pivot this on me here. You see how this works? This is insane. You talk about the slippery wizard. You went to gym. You admitted you were lashing out because of Vanessa and you were having an issue there. Then you go to Jim to antagonize, and then you go to Ken, and I thought Ken and I had actually a really nice back and forth. And now you're pivoting it to some sort of defense mechanism.
Yeah, Ken was really helping you out there.
I think everyone would see that if they really just paid attention to what was going on. And I personally...
What's that thing that you do when you're saying something contrary of what happened that
what
somebody
you
experienced?
What you did when you said I was being defensive.
To get them...
Is what that was.
To believe an alternative version of events. Do you know what that is called, Mac?
No, what is that?
I don't know. It's a word. It's in the zeitgeist right now. It's where... Yeah, it's like where you're like, hey, this happened. The other person's like, no, the opposite of that happened because it makes me look better. I think that's what you're doing there. Gaslighting. That's
it's how I feel every day. It's a 5-hour gaslight with you.
Oh, with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
5-hour gaslight.
474-0092.
Hey, Primus. How dare you not know Primus?
Who is gaslighting who?
Never had a number one hit. They were finally founded in 1984.
I don't hear no hits. I don't hear no singles.
Fantastic job.
That's a long clip there, Mac.
Nick nailed it. Nick, fantastic job.
Is this spot?
I'm sure sailing the seas of cheese is a great lesson.
For Kevin Stefanski.
We get on that one in between the break.
In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, oh, you're going to love it.
No, I'm not going to listen to it.
And you'll probably hate it, as Ken was saying.
Yeah. Well, all right, so was that a joke or not a joke? Because everyone's chiming in like they suck. But then Les Claypool, I guess, at one point was like, I guess he just went around telling everyone they suck.
Did you Google it?
No, the mentions told me. You would have thought I would have said Taylor Swift sucked. It was wild, the defense that that Optimus Primus had here.
The Primus Hive is not one to joke with.
Out and about, and very understandable in many respects. Not understandable that I didn't know who they are, but understandable.
Well, you keep being defensive there, little buckaroo. But,
not defensive, just reality.
The NFL Daily podcast hosted by Greg Rosenthal, who was on with us 2 weeks ago, Greg Rosenthal ranked his... NFL coaches. And so he put out a list. Now, you and I are not list people. We will not make our own list, but we will grade and evaluate other people's lists.
We live to knock down other people's lists. We don't do our own, but we love to go ahead and tear apart another list.
And very occasionally, we'll build up another person's list.
Yeah, if we like a good list.
Yeah. But mostly we tear them down. So now the caveat here is that first-time head coaches are not eligible for this list, which to me is perfect. Like... Guys, quite frankly, we shouldn't be talking about maybe a Pete Carroll, I can get behind. Maybe like an experienced head coach has done it. But hey, I'm trying to think of a first-time head coach who got hired this offseason.
Aaron Glenn.
How the hell are you going to rank him as a head coach? Thank you for the save there.
Kellen Moore.
Yeah, what are we doing there? So, of the 27 coaches, where do you think Kevin Stanton? You've seen the list too.
You're the
one
list.
Who showed it to me.
Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski is 16.
I could have played along with you, though.
I know.
It would have been bad, though.
I immediately was like, that's so hack. I don't want to do it.
Well,
not
it just would have been me being like,
list.
I don't know, 23? Because remember a couple years ago.
No, you idiot, it's 16.
Remember a couple years ago, Ross Tucker came out with his list, and I believe he had at the time Stefanski at 22 or 23, and then it kind of snowballed, and everyone had him at 22 or 23, which is incredible because... It's not as if he's accomplished a ton in a 3-win season, but somehow he's jumped up a few spots here.
Yeah, so to look at the coaches around Kevin Stefanski, 15 is Nick Sirianni, who just won a freaking Super Bowl.
Two Super Bowls and has won a Super Bowl,
Mike McDaniel is one after, and oh, by the way, it actually does have the veteran coaches in here, so it had guys who have... Who their first year in a new spot. So Pete Carroll's 13th.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel is 18th. That is wild.
AFC title game. Vrabel doesn't need any endorsement from us here. He's a great coach.
I mean, Vrabel should legit be top 15. I'm like looking at the guys ahead here. And one thing does stand out. There's a lot of really decent head coaches right now. There are legit 15 to 20. Absolutely could be within the top 12 head coaches in the NFL right now, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair. When Tomlin is 10 and Harbaugh is 11, it goes a little deep. But yeah, it's more, I think how Greg put it was there's more good defined coaches than anything.
Which makes Kevin Stefanski being 16th even more confusing for me.
So I think this is, you know, we had Ralph on at 4:40, and I thought he made a good point. He's like, perception's everything. Mm-hmm. Like Sirianni can't shake the idea that everyone just thought he was a bumbling idiot for years on end. And even though the success speaks for itself, the winning speaks for itself, and people are recognizing that there are things that he might be doing at an elite level, he's one spot ahead of Stefanski and has been to two Super Bowls, but perception-wise, he can't shake it. Whereas Stefanski's perception is helping him out a ton here.
Yeah. Well, what did Ralph say? Oh, he just hasn't had the quarterback. If only there was a position in an organization that had like a significant influence on who the quarterback is and whether a quarterback gets traded for, whether a quarterback gets re-signed. If only there was like one of those positions that Kevin Stefanski could occupy.
Well, let me ask you this.
And call head coach.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think about Zach Taylor, for instance?
I think Zach Taylor is what everybody thinks Nick Sirianni is.
Okay, but you see how the perception is there?
Yep.
And he has not been able to shake that. He took Joe Burrow to a Super Bowl, and he hasn't been able to shake that perception. And I think the part that stuck with me is that Stefanski, for so much better for Stefanski's sake, is that I don't know that he's ever going to be able to rub away his perception of a couple of things. One being this quarterback whisperer, and then two, he's just smart and he's level-headed, and so people will take that to be perceived as a great head coach.
And the media likes him.
Or at least
him.
A good head coach. Yeah, and it all just kind of weaves together to have this spot where he's always going to end up in this category, and it doesn't matter like 15, 16, 17 with all these other good head coaches, and it doesn't matter really what the results are.
216-474-0092. Kevin Stefanski on Greg Rosenthal's NFL Daily's coaches draft has Kevin Stefanski ranked 16th. That's in between Nick Sirianni and Mike Vrabel. I think he belongs in kind of the bottom seven, bottom eight, which is with Todd Bowles, Jonathan Gannon, Shane Steichen, Dave Canales, Zach Taylor, Brian Daboll, Raheem Morris, and Brian Callahan. Anywhere there, maybe over Mike McDonald, the head coach of Seattle. But even Mike McDaniel, I don't know, that's tough, because Mike McDaniel, I think, and Kevin Stefanski are the same guy. Like, I think they're really,
yeah,
really bright
coordinators. Yeah, you mentioned something similar to that before, yeah.
Neither of whom, they're different personalities. Mike has a little bit of that youthful swag
to
him.
I think Mike McDaniel's so much more of a player's coach than Stefanski is, though.
Oh, I think...
like, he goes out of his way to make sure he bonds, he hangs out with them, he has dinner with all them. I never get the vibe that Stefanski does any of that.
So I think that's a good point. I do think Mike McDaniel makes an effort on that front. What I will say is, I think neither are leader of men.
Like, yeah, no, that's fair.
Like, to me, like...
I mean, Mike McDaniel almost seems like he wants to be like everyone's best friend.
Yes, that's fair. Yeah, well, that was knock on Romeo Crennel when he was here, is that he was too nice and too buddy-buddy.
Yeah, where Stefanski seems like I'm the parent, and I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like, he is the adult in the room in
the
many
social
ways.
Social distance is he does. What Kevin Stefanski seems.
You can tell he separates that part of himself, whereas Mike McDaniel, legitimately, I do believe, just tries to be everyone's best friend.
I'm trying to look through the rest of this. Jim Harbaugh being 11th is wild. Mike Vrabel being 18th, even Nick Sirianni. Like, I think that's what's most fascinating about this is if the Eagles had lost this Super Bowl, Nick Sirianni is right where Zach Taylor is.
Okay,
right?
So think about it. I don't know about that. I don't know that the drop is that far. I mean, again, two Super Bowls should do something to you, right? Dan Quinn, not a great head coach, but he just went to the NFC title game. NFC title game should get you cracking the top 10 of head coaches, but it doesn't because it's Dan Quinn. So we go back to that perception thing, and it still exists for him. Like, I think it's really hard to shake this.
I also think Kyle Shanahan's too high now. He's had a lot more clunker seasons than people realize.
After this season, I think there's going to be a lot attached to that. I still think when you take Garoppolo to the Super Bowl and you take Brock Purdy to the Super Bowl, I think you get some leeway there.
All right, I got one more for you.
Yeah.
Who should be higher on this list? Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh?
Oh, I love Jim Harbaugh, but John Harbaugh for the NFL level right now has earned that. He's earned it. D'Amico Ryans is the one I kind of have an issue with.
I don't know, man. That guy. So year one, taking them from, what is it, like two wins, three wins to the playoffs was impressive and a playoff win. Back-to-back years, though. So another year on top of double-digit wins and in a playoff win, that's tough not to be impressed with D'Amico Ryans. But the body of work
on that.
Yeah.
I put a lot on that on C.J. Stroud, but also they went in the opposite direction from 2 years ago to last year. I think I like him a lot. I don't know that he's better than Tomlin or Harbaugh. And I think that's tough for me.
Of the 27 NFL head coaches that are rankable, so first-time head coaches not eligible to be drafted, Kevin Stefanski is 16th in the NFL. Is that too high, too low, or just right? And we're going to continue on with this. And did this weekend change how we feel that much? At least as it pertains to the Guardians and Tito Francona, it might have. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.